We are learning Mesechtas Chagigot Av Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom. We are talking where Rav Yochanan and Breaker and Lazar and Chas went to visit the Rebbe Rav Yeshua. And Yeshua said, what did you hear today in the Beis Medrash? So they're saying all the members from Lazar and Azariah. V'oy Dorash. It says in the Pasuk, in Parashas Kisavoy, it says, Es Hashem Hamarta Yoim Lias Cholalikim V'leches V'duracha V'shmer Chukov V'mitzvayis V'shvat V'karloi V'Hashem Hamircha Hayoim. So what's these two things? Es Hashem Hamarta Hayoim V'Hashem Hamircha Hayoim. So the Gemara Darshan is that the word Hamircha means Loshon Shvach, and which means that Hashem Amalei Makaris Baruch Hu LiYisrael Atem Esesuni Chativa Achas Ba'olam. You made me one Shvach in the world, one miyuchadiga makaris baruch hu rabbeinu shleim in this world. V'ani es eschem chativa achas v'olam. I will make you unique in the world. Atam es esuni chativa achas v'olam dechsev shema yisrael shema kenu shema chod. The shvatim said to Yaakov Avinu shema yisrael shema kenu shema chod. They said here yisrael, which in the Kodesh Drasha Maseches Pesachim means they said to Yaakov Avinu Hashem lekenu shema chod, making Hashem into one. V'ani es chem chativa achas v'olam. I'll make you one chativa shenema. Says the pasuk, "Umi ka'am chayishal goy echad ba'aretz." You are one nation in the world, and that's what the pasuk means. Es Hashem hamarta yoim liyas lechol alekim. So you made Hashem one to be a god for you. Says Hashem hamircha yoim liyas olam segula. Hashem made you one to be am segula, to be a precious am segula, one in the whole entire world. Taisus speaks out from the Medrash that the three who are me'idim zeh azeh, Yisrael, Shabbos, and Karis Baruch Hu. It says Yisrael and Karis Baruch Hu, them me'idim on Shabbos, that's Yom Menucha. Yisrael and Shabbos on Karis Baruch Hu, that he's one. And Karis Baruch Hu and Shabbos on Yisrael, that they're yechidim. That's why you say by Mincha on Shabbos, at echad v'shimcha echad, even nothing to do with Shabbos. Vishlom at night, at the kedashta, we say about Shabbos. By there you say also, by Mincha, we say, At Echav Shem Checha, what's it got to do with anything? So, Taisus, because it has Shaychus. At Echav Shaychus, it's from our Gemara, has Shaychus to Shabbos. So, the Gemara writes, V'afu, Rav Lazar Azariah, one more drasha. V'afu, which means Rashi says, Rav Lazar Azariah, Pasuk Adarash Nachad Rasha. And the Pasuk says, in Keheles, Divrei Chachamim kedarvoinos ukemasmarois the two and balei asufais nitnu meraya echad. What does this pasuk mean? Talking about the Torah. Lama nimshlu divrei Torah ledarvon. Darvon, I don't know exactly the English word for it. Maybe it's called a goad. It's something that you hold on and that leads the cows and shows them where to plow. It's this thing that this handle that you use to steer the plow. Loimalach. Someone has an English article. Tell me what darvon means in English. Don't say the darv. What?
He said the word.
Okay, that's the right word. Okay, good. Loim malach ma darvan ze mechavin es haparo l'tolameho. Just like this darvan shows, it directs the para to the right rows. That's what a darvan does. The Torah is also, it says, divrei chacham kedarvoinos, that also teaches us how to live. L'hoitzi chayim la'olam. Just like darvan ze mechavin es haparo l'tolameho, l'hoitzi chayim la'olam, to bring life into the world, bring wheat for food for us into the world. After divrei Torah, also teaches us to live. The Torah teaches us how to live. Maybe you'll say it's mamish like a darvon, and a darvon is a piece of metaltalim, and after a while it breaks and you throw it in the garbage. Maybe the Torah also won't last. After the Torah metaltalim, it's like a nail. A nail, a peg that stays there forever. Imam Masmer Zeh, if you bang a peg or a nail into a wall, Zeh Chaser, Lo Yeser, it doesn't multiply. If anything, it makes the wall Chaser. After the Torah Chaser, maybe someone learns Torah will lose out on Panasa because he's learning Torah, so he, at that time he can't make Panasa. Maybe if someone learns Torah, he'll struggle with Panasa a little bit. Lo Yeser, it doesn't multiply. Tamalim, no, Netuim, it's like something that's planted. Manatia Zu, Pararav, it's like a sapling, something that's planted. It increases, it gets more and multiplies. When you learn Torah, they take away your need to make a panasa. The more you learn Torah, the more money you'll make. They gather in huge chaburais. They gather in groups and they learn Torah. Halolo matamim, halolo matarim. This one says tamim, this one says tahar. Halolo oisrim, halolo matirim. This one says this is aser, this is mutter. Halolo poislim, halolo machshirim. This one says it's pasul, which Rashi says means pasul eidus or pasul kuna. This one says it's kashul kuna, kashul eidus. Shema yoyimer adam. So someone listening to this says to himself, hey, can I learn Torah ma'ata? How can I learn Torah? It's like so confusing that which one's right? Which one's the Torah? The pasul, the kasher? Tamalayma, no. Kulam nitnu meraya echad. They're all given to one raya, which means like this. Kel echad nostan. One God gave the Torah. Like it says in the pasuk, we'll see that every word, every machloikus was given over to Moshe already. Parnes echad omar pi adoy nekol ha-maisim. One parnes was Moshe Rabbeinu, said it over from Hashem. Mipi adoy nekol ha-maisim baruchu. Dechsiv eidab elikim es kol ha-dvarim eile. All the dvarim. So when you hear all those machloikus, don't get worried. Those are all Torah min Hashemayim. Now, what do you do? But afata usa znecha kefar cheses. Make your ears like a funnel. V'kenei lecha leiv meivin. And get yourself a heart that understands l'shmoya as divri tamayim as divri tairim. To hear the different stardom and you'll make a decision. As divri oishim as divri atirim. The one says tamay, the one says tarah, the one says asas, the one mutter. As divri paislim as divri achshirim. The one says pasal, the one says kosher. So, and that's the adash in this pasuk. So the pasuk says, "Divrei Chacham kedavonis kama smaris tum balayasuf is nitnu raya echad." Teach us, learn Torah, turn groups. Don't worry about all the different pshatim, different shitas, because make your ears like farcheses, like a funnel, and funnel out and learn with the ganze hearts, and then you'll understand and you'll know who to pasken like. So this is a nachad rasha of Rav Elazar. So b'loshein hazeh omalehem. So Rabbi Yeshua, the Rebbe, answers to Tamidim. Ain dar yosaim Rabbi Elazar Azariah yashar v'seicha. The dar is not a yosaim if we have Rabbi Elazar Azariah here with these three beautiful drashas that come out from Rabbi Elazar Azariah's drasha of that day. So he says, if we have a dar Elazar Azariah, we have a gevaldik dar. We're not a dar yosaim. Zok the Gemara. Gemara has a question. When the beginning of that conversation, Rabbi Yeshua asked his two tamidim, "Please say over Torah." So they should have said, "Okay, we heard this today." No, first they say, Tamidecha anu, umimecha anu shayistim. We're your tamidim, and we drink from your waters. Why didn't they answer right away? But labor labor had you. The more answer is from a maisa shayah, the tayah went to the brisa. They were aware of this maisa, and because of this maisa, they first answered that, I want to learn from you. The tayah went to the brisa. Maisa Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus, Shahalach lahakbel pnei Rabbi Eliezer b'Lud. Rabbi Yosi went to visit his Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer b'Lud. Omaloi ma'chiddush ayves marishayim. What chiddush was today? And he answered right away. Omaloi nimnu v'gomru. In Arbis marriage today, we paskin. There was a count. We paskin. Amoin umoyav ma'asrim ma'isa oni b'shvius. That Amon and Moyav, which were nations that were outside Eretz Yisrael, which the first, the Oyle Mitzrayim captured it, but the Oyle Bavel did not recapture it and did not be Mekadosh it a second time. So the halacha is, they don't have to keep Shvius. So therefore, they give Meiser. Because Shvius is part of a Meiser. But by them, there's no Shemitah in Amon and Moav because they were Mekadosh it. So therefore, they're Chayv and Meiser. Now really, in the order of years, it should be Meiser Sheni that year. Because the first 2 years of Shemitah is Meiser Sheni, 30 is Meiser Oni. Next 2 years, Meis Sheni. Next one, Meis Ani. Really, Meis Sheni. But because the Aniyim are not getting any Meiser anywhere, or like a Chikapay anywhere that year, because the Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, therefore we said that the people from Amon Amoyev should give Meis Ani that year. That's what we pass in our Beis Medrash. Amon Amoyev Ma'asim Meis Ani Meshvius. So when this is Rabbi Yosi tells his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer was very upset because, like in Rashi and Rasha, others, that he should have asked Rabbi Eliezer before he said this, should have said, do you have a Kabbalah on that? But he didn't ask that. He right away said, this is how he passed in Nimnu v'gomru. It's considered a shtickle, Mar Alach Afei Rabbi. So Rabbi Eliezer was upset. Omalai Yosi, Pshayt Yadecha, open your hands, v'kabal necha, v'kabal your eyes. And that's what he did. Pasha Yadecha opened his hand, v'kabal enav, and became blind. Because he had a tiny Rabbi Yosi. And before we go back to the story, this is the Shaykh is why When Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiker and Blazer ben Chasa met Rabbi Yeshua ben Pekin, he didn't answer right away. Because first they say, okay, let me hear from you. You're my Rabbi. When he gives permission, then they say, because there's only Marah Lachafei Rabbi. Akaponim, so Rabbi Yosi was, got an oinish, became blind because of this. Bacha Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer cried afterwards. V'amar, soy Hashem li'reyev, u'brisa la'idiyem. And the first to speak out, he wanted now the matek, the dinim. He wanted to sweeten the dinim. So therefore he started crying and he said, you know, you should have been more lachavi rabbi. But the ma'isa, your base medish, who didn't know about this, they were mechavin to what I knew, mamish as a Kabbalah from Rebbe to Rebbe. So Hashem reyev brisa la'idiyem. Hashem gives secrets to his reyev, which is the bottom, your base medish. Go tell the Tamid Chacham and your base medrash. Al techush l'mirechem. Don't worry about your minion. You did right. You did correct. Kach mekabulani Rabbi Yechem and Zakai. I was mekabul from my Rabbi Yechem and Zakai. Hishama merabai. Hear from his Rabbi. Merabai merabai. That Hilchos Olam Moshe v'Sinai, which they bring down in the Masoreis Hashas, that it means a dover borer kehalacha Moshe v'Sinai. It's a mamzal halacha Moshe v'Sinai. That halacha mishina, amen amoyev ma'aser ma'isa oni b'shvius. That this halacha is true. That the amen amoyev the ma'aser ma'isa oni b'shvius. Matam, what's the reason? Harbe krochim, a lot of cities, kovsh oil mitzrayim lekovsh mele bavel. A lot of cities, the oil mitzrayim, when it came from mitzrayim, they were captured. But the oil bavel, when they came up for the second base of mikdash, they did not capture. But pnei she kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shait l'kitchel l'shalavai. Kedusha rishayna was only l'shaita. It was only for the first base of mikdash. But l'kitchel l'shalavai. And when they came back, v'anichum, they left it, in order that Shvius have somewhere to collect from in Shemitah year. So, akaponim, Rabbi Eliezer said, he had a tiny Rabbi Yezir not asking him, but he said, l'maisa, you obey Spanish, and we to the truth. L'maisa, it says, v'ayta, tonal achash, yashu, v'ayta, after he calmed down, oma, he davened, yiratzon, shiyachshu, ene, yoysi, l'mkayma, v'chazu, and taka, his eyesight returned, and he davened, his eyesight returned. So the Gemara to make a little haskalah of the next Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, it said in our Mishnah that a shaita is potter from re'ia. We know a shaita is not in the bardas, and it's potter from mitzvahs. What's a shaita? Ezu shaita. So the Gemara, yotzi yechidi b'layla, someone who goes out himself at night, v'alo m'veis ha'kvaras, or he sleeps in a veis ha'kvaras, Rashi says b'layla, v'amekareya es k'susay, or and he rips his clothing. That's a simon of a shaita. Now, itmar Rav Huna amar atziyu kulam vasachas. The same person has to have all three. Vasachas doesn't mean at one time. It's impossible to walk outside at night and sleep in the basic forest and rip your sores at the same time. You're sleeping. So it means all but adam echad. Rav Yechon amar fil vachas b'em. If you have one of these three, you're a person is a shaita. So the Gemara says, hey, Chidon, what's the case? Ida avalu derech shtos. If he did it derech shtos, fil v'chadon ami. Everyone should be even one time. One of these should make him a shaita. He didn't do it derech shtos, which means he didn't do it in a crazy way. I feel a cool and if he does all three, it should not make him into a shaita. So he says, lo'olam dekavlu derech shtos. He did it derech shtos. But still, in each one, you can have an excuse why he's doing it. V'alom v'es ha'kvaras, eimak is tishol av ruach toma. He's taka crazy, sleeping in the v'es ha'kvaras, but maybe we have a pshat in it. Because he's in Mechashif, he wants Kishif, and the way to get Kishif is to go to the place of Tumah in the basic forest and to get the Ruach Tumah. Ruach Tumah to go by Yotzechid Belayla, Gandifres Achdei. He's walking himself at night, so Rashi is too pshatim, either because he has a sickness that comes from Daiga, from worrying, anxiety, so he's taking a walk because he has a major anxiety, or he got very warm, he had to take a walk. So therefore, even though it looks crazy, but maybe something happened. Maybe just like he's spaced out. He's a ilu. He's ripping his clothing. He's what he's doing. But given that Duna Lakula did all three, Havalu Kimishin Nagach Shar Chamar VeGam Omnasamuad Lakal. But if he does all three already, that's like a shar that kicks a chamar gomel and a shar. So then we make him a mu'id for all three of them, even though he didn't do three of each. But since he do all three, we see he doesn't differentiate, he does all of them. So he also, the guy does three different crazy things, that means he's a shaita. That's what the shita of Rabbi Yechon, of Rabbi Huna is. Rabbi Yechon knows even one alone is enough to make him a shaita, and we don't give excuses for a shaita. And Metz Shem, on tomorrow's daf, we will continue this sugya.